China fines a comedy troupe $2 million for a joke about the military. Chocolate milk may soon be banned in school cafeterias. And Catholic priests are going to wear a QR code so we can identify them as sex offenders. These are the weird stories for Wednesday on Weird AF News, the only daily weird news podcast in the universe. Let's do it. China fines a comedy troupe for joking about their military. A Chinese comedy troupe has been slapped with a 14.7 million yuan penalty over a joke about the military that involved a slogan from President Xi Jinping. If you're wondering what 14.7 million yuan is, that's about 2 million USD. So a comedy troupe has been fined $2 million. Good luck getting them to pay that, because comedy troupes don't make very much, in case you're wondering. The comedy troupes I know get paid nothing. So I don't know what comedy troupe can afford $2 million. Key and Peele could afford to pay $2 million, that comedy troupe. And SNL, perhaps, but that's about it in the world, I would say. It says here in the article, the joke, which likened the behavior of a comedian's dogs to military conduct in China, angered authorities in China. They said Shanghai Zhangyu Culture Media Company and comedian Li Haoshi had, quote, humiliated the People's Army of China. The company accepted the penalty, and they terminated comedian Mr. Li's contract. Ooh, another comedian canceled. The offending joke was made during a stand-up performance in Beijing on Saturday. Okay, so it's not even really a comedy troupe per se that did the performance. It was a stand-up comedy performance in which Mr. Li alluded to two dogs he had adopted, which were chasing a squirrel. Here's a quote from Mr. Li. Other dogs you see would make you think they are adorable. These two dogs only reminded me of fight to win, Ford's exemplary conduct. Now, this punchline is part of the slogan that President Xi unveiled as a goal for their Chinese military, apparently. So he's making fun of the military, actually quoting the president. Things you're not allowed to do in China. It's a dictatorship, after all, and you can't really speak out against it. The Communist Party doesn't accept any critique over there. Comedians got it rough in China. I could never do comedy over there. You can't say a damn thing, I'd imagine. And there's cameras everywhere. They're probably watching everybody's social media, too, to make sure they don't say anything that's anti-China. Ooh, can you imagine? I have a friend who did own a comedy club in Malaysia, and he got in big trouble for putting a comedian on stage, and she made fun of the Muslim religion. It wasn't even him. It was she on his stage, and the government shut down his comedy club. Isn't that nuts? In America, we're lucky. We have freedom of speech. Comedians can, well, on principle, we can say whatever we want, but the government won't take away our right to do that. But oftentimes, via social media, society might cancel us. It says here, Mr. Li goes by the name House. So that's his comedy name. The audio recording of the performance was shared on China's Twitter-like platform called Weibo. Audience members can be heard laughing at the joke at the show. Yeah, that doesn't mean that you still can't be canceled. They love to take your joke out of context, trying to cancel you. They use it against you. And you can't even use as a defense, well, the audience enjoyed it. No one seems to care. You have to also please the people on Twitter at home that watch your show in the basement who aren't there, who didn't buy a ticket. You have to cater to them too, it seems. Can't make them feel uncomfortable. You can't make their feelings hurt. Beijing authorities say they launched an investigation on Tuesday. They then confiscated 1.32 million yuan of what was deemed to be illegal income. They fined the media comedy company another 13 million yuan. The comedy company's activities in the Chinese capital have also been indefinitely suspended, so they're not even allowed to perform comedy at this point. Here is a quote from the China's Ministry of Culture. We won't allow any company or individual to use the Chinese capital as a stage to slander the glorious image of the People's Liberation Army or our president. Now, the clip went viral with some nationalists saying they were deeply offended and state media also piling upon that, but others questioned if the reactions were in fact over the top. One person is quoted as saying, "I am patriotic and really don't like others to humiliate our country, but I really don't like this atmosphere where every word about politics is so sensitive." Now, the comedian Mr. Lee, also known as House, apologized to his more than 136,000 Weibo followers. He said, quote, "I feel deeply ashamed. I feel regretful. I will take responsibility. I will stop all activities. I will deeply reflect and learn from this." Come on, bro. You're a real comedian, man. You got to critique the culture. Well, you can't really do it over there, though. Come to America, man, and enjoy the freedom, sort of. You can kind of say what you want here. His Weibo account has been suspended. Oh, no. The incident sheds light on the challenging climate for Chinese comedians who have been targeted by authorities and netizens alike. In late 2020, stand-up comedian Yang Li was accused of sexism and man-hating after making jokes about men. She probably had to. You have to even worry about them throwing you in prison in China. They will do such things. They have no qualms about making you disappear over there if you speak out against the government. How sad. I feel horrible for the people that have to live in such a place. They don't get to enjoy the freedoms that we have in the U.S. where you can get on stage and make fun of the government. And in many public places, you can also just whip out your gun. For instance, if you are at McDonald's and they gave you sweet and sour sauce for your nuggets, but you wanted honey mustard, you can whip out your gun. I mean, that's real freedom, guys, isn't it? Chocolate milk may soon be banned in school cafeterias in America. A lunchtime favorite of students everywhere in the U.S. may soon be a thing of the past. U.S. officials are considering banning chocolate milk in middle school and elementary school cafeterias. Oh, how horrible. I always looked forward to my chocolate milk treat at lunchtime. It was very sweet. Much better than the regular milk, which I did not enjoy. But the chocolate milk, oh yeah, I look forward to that. A lot of sugar in that drink, I'm sure, and that's why I didn't grow. My school lunches were pretty unhealthy back then. I don't know how they are these days, but if they're still serving chocolate milk in these public school cafeterias, I imagine they're still overall pretty unhealthy. I'd love to hear from some parents, though. Maybe you can give me an update on what the level of health is for elementary and middle school cafeteria of school lunches for the kids. Now, according to the media, this proposed ban on the chocolate milk comes from the high sugar content that you find in flavored milks. Yes, that is correct. A lot of sugar in those chocolate milks. And I've noticed almost as much sugar in a soda. So pretty bad for you. But when you're a kid, you just need that sugar high. That's what gets you through, right? Now, from a public health perspective, we have a quote from Erica Lauren Kennedy. She is at the Harvard School of Public Health. She gets a lot of money to weigh in on such things. Let's find out what this genius says about it. From a public health perspective, it makes a lot of sense to try to limit the servings of these flavored milks because they do have a lot of added sugar, you know, a lot of sugar. Yes, you're right, Erica. We needed to hear that from someone from Harvard. We had no idea there was this much sugar in these things. It's tough to just turn the box and look on the side and see how many grams of sugar are in something. Now, it says in the article that there could be another plan which would stop short of a complete ban on such beverages and instead allow options with no more than 10 grams of added sugars in each 8-ounce portion. It says here more than 90% of those in the school milk processing industry agreed last month to adhere to the new sugar standards, according to the report. So you got some of the milk processing industry agreeing that, yes, there is in fact too much sugar in these chocolate milks and strawberry milks. Are there other flavors? Is there a banana milk? That might be a good one. How about a pina colada flavored milk? Ooh, kids would go crazy for that. Add a little rum. Just kidding, guys. Don't add rum to your child's flavorful, sugary milk beverage. That's terrible. Now, it'll be fascinating to see if the milk industry cooperates. You know, they wield a lot of power in government. They have lobbyists who seem to somehow convince places like the FDA to push milk on the rest of us. There's all sorts of commercials for milk these days. To me, milk never seemed to be a proper beverage for my body, and still isn't. After all, we're drinking milk from the teat of an animal that isn't even our own species. Even the cows themselves kind of wean themselves off that milk after they get to a certain size. And yet for some reason, we're still drinking it as adults. We don't even drink the milk from the teats of our own organism into adulthood. I mean, unless you might if that's your kink, but in general, we don't. So it never made sense to me that we would keep drinking it from another animal. But okay. It never really agreed with me, and now it gives me acid reflux, so I got to do away with it. And if I was a parent, I would not be serving my child milk from a cow in the home. But I'm not a parent. What do you guys think of this milk ban? Are you upset about it? Do you have any opinions on the school lunches that are being served these days in contemporary American schools? I don't know much about it. Call the show 646-450-2012.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
¿Cómo te llamas?
French Catholic priests will wear QR codes so we can tell if they are a sex offender. This was an outrageous title of a story. I have a feeling it's a little clickbaity, so let's read and find out exactly what's going on here. Catholic priests in France will be made to wear coded identification tags, also known as QR codes, to allow the public to check whether they may have faced sexual abuse charges. The cards will feature a QR code scannable by mobile phone that will flag a red, orange, or green light depending on whether its holder had been stripped of a clerical status. This scheme was announced by the Bishops' Conference of France yesterday, and it will allow easier identification of priests able to lead Mass and hear confessions. But it also aims at protecting worshipers from sexual abuse, an issue made more pressing by revelations in November that 11 former French bishops had been accused of abuse or had failed to report individual cases. Members of the public now will see either a red light, an amber light, or a green light upon scanning one of the new cards. Red lights indicate that a priest has been stripped of their status and cannot perform various clerical duties. The database will be updated as standard once a year or immediately in cases of very serious misconduct. Orange lights will indicate that a priest has limited powers due to experience or sanctions. Green lights will indicate that a priest is authorized to perform a full range of sacraments. The system is designed to support existing paper documents used by the Catholic Church in France as it tries to clamp down on sexual abuse in its ranks. How about you just... Well, this seems like a strange way to deal with priests that are breaking their various clerical duties and even touching children. You would think that they would just excommunicate them. Is that the proper verb for what you do with a priest that touches kids? Excommunicate them? Strip them of their frock? Defrock them, I think it's called? Yeah, guys, you're getting the best of Jonesy today. Big vocabulary words like defrock. Yeah, how about you defrock them? Maybe that should be an option. They shouldn't be priesting at all, I would say. It says here, among those facing either criminal or canonical prosecution was the former Archbishop of Bordeaux, Cardinal Jean-Pierre Ricard. He admitted to having behaved in a reprehensible manner towards a 14-year-old girl when he was a priest about 3 decades ago. On the back of a 2.5-year investigation, an independent report published detailed an extensive history of abuse within the church, estimating over 300,000 had been victims of abuse over the period of 70 years in France. Wow, that is outrageous. The Catholic Church. Woo, boy. I got through somehow untouched. I'm grateful for that. It is well known that the sexual abuse in the Catholic Church has been pretty rampant. France obviously isn't taking this lying down, but their solution is pretty cockamamie, if you ask me. I mean, are we going to assume that someone who touches children is also above lying? Maybe not even carrying their card around or sort of getting some fake card, I'd imagine. This is possible. How about you just fire him? What happened to that? I don't understand why priests are so unfireable. This is an industry that we're not even really using anymore. How many of us go to church? I mean, it's a dying industry. Amazon just laid off how many people? You can't lay off some priests, man. So stupid. Well, thank you so much for joining me for this episode of Weird AF News. If you're new to the show, please subscribe or like it. We do Weird News 5 days a week, and on Friday, we only do Weird News from the state of Florida. Give it a chance. Make it happen. I would like to read a review that I got on Amazon from Kimberly Steiner, who is so gracious and appreciative. She gave me 5 stars. Isn't that nice? 5 stars. I can use 5 stars. Kimberly wrote, "Yep, 5 big ones. 5 big ones, meaning 5 big stars. Kimberly wrote, "Took some time, but I enjoy my morning dose of Weird AF News. Love me some Florida Fridays. Wishing he would do Texas Tuesdays, but keep it up and good luck with your life plan." Good luck with your life plan, she wrote, instead of man. I like that. It's a nice little spin on it. Good luck with your life plan, Kimberly. Kimberly, good luck with your life plan as well. And you keep it up. I appreciate your support and me taking the time to write this nice review for me on Amazon, which is a place I need reviews because I get so many 1 stars. It says here in the column here, 20% of my reviews are 1 stars. Can you believe that? 20% gave me 1 star for something free. So strange to me. Anyways, Kimberly, you're doing your job by giving me 5 stars because that's wonderful. That gets me up to like a B- on Amazon, and that's lovely. I'm finally passing. I got a passing grade on Amazon. Appreciate it, Kimberly. If you guys would love to leave me a review, you can do it on Amazon. You can even write a review on Spotify on actual episodes, which is pretty cool. And I've made mention of that on here. I've read those reviews on here as well. And you can do so on iTunes, also known as Apple Podcasts. There might be other places. And if you happen to write me a review, do a screenshot and email it to me. That way I know. FunnyJones@gmail.com is the place to go. You can also slide it into my DMs on Instagram at Funny Jones as well. If you'd like to call the show and leave some feedback, always welcome calls. 646-450-2012. Please try to keep it clean. Don't drop any F-bombs if you could do that, please. We got some listeners that are on smart speakers, which go that broadcasts through the entire home, and children could be listening. So keep the F-bombs out of it if you could, please. I'd appreciate that. Lastly, I just want to say to you all, I appreciate your time. If you'd like to support the show somehow, you can leave me a review or go to weirdafnews.com and you can join the Patreon or buy me a coffee over there. And tell a friend about Weird AF News if you get a chance. I appreciate it. And good luck with your life, man.